Today, this weekend, we kick off our stewardship renewal, as the opening announcements mentioned. Your packets are in the back. And over here, we have the artwork that was painted particularly for this year, along with the theme, Go and Do Likewise. That theme, that's the last word that the Lord says and when he tells the parable of the Good Samaritan. And so this year, as we kick off our stewardship renewal, I just want to talk about a few things that we're going to do a little bit differently this year than we have in times past. The first is we're going to have a parish-wide holy hour next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Stewardship is recognizing and receiving God's gifts and out of love for him and putting them at the service of others. And years ago, when I was first a pastor in Parsons, before I left, I was at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and the stewardship director there told me before I left, she said, you know, remember this. We've called it stewardship at that time for 20 years, but we've been doing it forever. And I thought that was such a profound statement, because we have this way of life that we call stewardship that started in 1985 for our diocese. Monsignor McGrade had started it at St. Francis many years before then, but Bishop Gerber is the one who put stewardship as a diocesan-wide thing. Every parish in this diocese was going to have stewardship. But it wasn't the first time that we had stewards. If you think of our own parish, we're 97 years old, and in 1927, there was nothing but a field here, and the bishop said, there'll be a new parish. We'll call it Blessed Sacrament, and everyone had to go down the street to the sisters to have Mass in that first year. But Monsignor O'Sullivan, along with the stewards of the parish, quickly erected a school, and they put a place in it to have Mass until they could build the church. And then, if you will, the second generation of Blessed Sacrament parishioners built this church. After 25 years of being a parish, we finally had a place to worship. We had a place where we could come together as the body of Christ in this parish, and we could offer the Most Holy Eucharist, the Great Thanksgiving. We had a place where our children could be baptized and brought into the church. We had a place where we could confess our sins to be reconciled when we had sinned against God and others. Countless numbers of young children have made their first communion at this communion rail, the same receiving the sacrament of confirmation. Many young couples have started their married life right here in front of the altar. And then we've sent off many of our beloved family and friends back to God in a funeral mass, offering the greatest prayer this side of heaven. And so when we think about 97 years of being a parish, our first thought, I hope, or even emotion, would be gratitude. And in a certain way, gratitude is at the heart of being a steward. And so to start our stewardship renewal next week, as I mentioned, we're going to give thanks to God in a Eucharistic holy hour, reminding ourselves that all things come from God, and we receive them and put them at the service of others. And then, 2 weeks later, on a Saturday evening, the 9th of November, we're going to have a parish family dinner. Now, normally we have a stewardship fair, and you can go into the gym and see all of the different ministries and opportunities you could use to serve your fellow man and your parish. And we're not getting rid of that, we're just changing it. Starting next week, when you leave the church, there'll be different ministries with their stuff out, information about them. But I wanted to have something that brought us together, just to get together. To have a time where we come together as a parish and enjoy the fellowship of our friends in Christ. And so, working with our stewardship office, we've made this as the least amount of work as possible that we have to do. So we need some people to help set up, and we'll need some people to clean up. But in between, the whole meal will be catered and served. I mean, it'll be a buffet, but there won't be people who have to do all sorts of work behind the scenes, so that we have an opportunity to come together as the body of Christ at Blessed Sacrament over a family meal. It doesn't mean that the other things we've done in the past, that we won't do them again, but I think there should be, at the heart of everything we do from a stewardship way of life, a profound sense of gratitude. Gratitude for the people who founded this parish, the people who built the church and the school, the people who built on to the school. And so we have that gratitude, and then we think of the theme, go and do likewise. Now, in the context of the sermon on the Good Samaritan, that makes us think we need to go and take care of our neighbor, because that's about the man who's left for dead, and the Good Samaritan takes care of him, and that's certainly true. But it's also true that we have to do likewise to what's been given to us. We have to receive, which we have, and we have to prepare to pass it on. And so having gratitude for the past, and then being challenged to move forward into the future, to go and do likewise. As St. Peter says, to put your gifts at the service of one another. As St. Paul says, what have you that you have not received? And even though that's not the theme, that last line from St. Paul, I'd like to use that just to talk for a few minutes about two things. One is in the bulletin, the other you received in a mailing this week. You received our annual report. That's the little flyer that you would have gotten this week. And in that, it details all of the statistics of the parish, how many baptisms and confirmations, first Holy Communions and weddings and funerals, what the makeup of our parish is. We're by and large a young parish. And then it has, in a sort of abbreviated way, the financial for the last year. Now, if you're interested in greater detail, you can see me. We've got that all set. It just works to put it in a little bit more condensed way. And then in the bulletin, you have next year's budget. We've increased the budget about just under 2% for the coming year. And the reason I think these two things are important to mention, all of the things in the parish report and then next year's budget, is because I also have to be a good steward, not just of my personal gifts or my personal finances, but I'm the pastor of a parish where people pledge almost $4 million. They commit themselves to this parish in a profound way. And I take that quite seriously with the staff at the parish, that we're good stewards of your talent and your time and the treasure that you offer us. Because I know you're not offering it to me or to anybody on the staff, you're offering it to God. But I have to be a good steward of what's been given. And so these two reports, as brief as they are also important. And finally, I'd like to mention the opening collect. We ask that our hearts would be conformed to God's will. And in a real way, that's the end of stewardship. The means that we live stewardship by are our time, talent, and treasure. But the end is that my will be conformed to God's will. And of course, when that happens, you have real sanctity. That's what becoming a saint is, that you so open your heart to the graces and the gifts of God that your heart is conformed to Him. And when your heart is conformed to Him, and when one person and two person and three and five and maybe 1,300 families, if we allow God to conform our hearts to His, we'll continue to be a very vibrant, active parish, seeking to glorify God and to put our gifts at the service of others.